The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. These are the words we just heard proclaimed from the Gospel of Luke. Today, we clearly see how dramatic and passionate Jesus is. Jesus gets fiery in today's Gospel. Listen again to what he says. He says, Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Time out. Hold up. I thought Jesus was the Prince of Peace. I thought Jesus was the Lamb of God. I thought Jesus is all about peace, harmony, and love. What is all this about fire and burning the world and not bringing peace, but bringing division? How do we reconcile the Prince of Peace with this crazy battle cry to divide families? Brothers and sisters, there are two kinds of peace, and one of them is a lie, a false peace. There is a kind of peace the world offers, a peace of compromises and treaties, peace of nonviolence attained by the victory of the powerful. This peace that the world offers can lead to a cessation of external violence, but is often brought about by the external violence of winning a war. This kind of worldly peace does not bring peace of mind, heart, and soul. This is the kind of peace Jesus is not coming to establish. If this were the kind of peace he came to establish, then he would have been a warrior Messiah who fought and overcame the Roman Empire. No, the peace that Jesus came to establish was won by the victory of his passion, his salvific death on the cross, his resurrection, and his glorious ascension into heaven. The peace of Jesus Christ can only be brought into our world by fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God's love. Unless your heart is set ablaze by the Holy Spirit, you will not have authentic peace. Unless your heart is on fire with divine charity, you will not be truly alive. The only peace worth having is the peace of Jesus Christ. Deep down, every human person desires authentic peace. Each one of us desires peace in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Do you desire peace of heart? Then listen to the word of God with your heart. Do you desire peace of mind? Then turn your mind away from thoughts of lust, thoughts of envy, thoughts of anger, thoughts of gossip, and all sinful thoughts. Turn your mind to Jesus and to the things that are above. Do you desire peace of soul? Then feed your soul with the presence of God. Fill your soul with the Prince of Peace. Hunger for Jesus in the Eucharist. Receive the Eucharist with love and devotion. Jesus says that he will spit out those who are lukewarm. Do not be lukewarm. Be on fire. Jesus did not come to bring peace, but the sword. Grasp the sword of truth and do battle against sin and vice. In the letter to the Hebrews that we just heard in our second reading, it says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood." Shedding blood means martyrdom. The letter to the Hebrews says, "Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes on Jesus." The word for witnesses in Greek is the same word as martyrs. We are surrounded by the examples of the martyrs who surrendered their lives to torture and death because their love for God would not let them give in to sin. Saint José Sánchez del Río was a 15-year-old boy during the time of the Cristero War. Saint José believed that it was better to have the heels of his feet cut off and be forced to march across town and executed in front of his family rather than tell a lie. The 11-year-old Maria Goretti thought it was better to be stabbed 14 times than to give up her chastity. Blessed Stanley Rother believed it was better to risk getting shot than to fearfully leave the flock without a shepherd. The blood of the martyrs are seeds that bring forth faith, hope, love, and peace. We cannot idly spend our lives as our souls rot away with the cold decay of sin. We must seek to be set on fire. Jesus is not a tame peacemaker, but a dramatic and passionate romantic who desires to free souls from hell even to the point of his crucifixion. Jesus says to you and to me, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." Jesus, send us your Holy Spirit and set our hearts on fire with your love. Breathe on us and we will be recreated, and your will renew the face of the earth. O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us in that same spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in your peace, which sustains us. Amen.